It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
I thought maybe you'd come back with Bump Music First Date.
Because
conspiracy theorists would say all the small things is not about your member.
No.
Commensitating.
Did you ever have a bad first date?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm trying to I mean.
Sat down with a girl and she goes, I just hate sports.
Well, that's actually not bad. Then you don't have to take your work home with you.
I was like, well, yeah. Sat down, a couple TVs on. She goes, I just hate the sports. They're always on, always everywhere. And I'm like, so what do you do for a living?
What did she do?
I don't know. I didn't think I listened after that. She's like, what do you do? I was like,
I work in sports.
Yeah.
Where did you meet her? On the app?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Probably a bar. And just said, hey, you
so
look
you're
fun.
Old school, which is fine, which
yeah,
is even better.
Good. I yes. mean, yeah.
Lead with my personality is what I try to do.
All this swiping these days.
The worst.
Hey, you know, or dating shows on the air work too.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh,
well,
what?
For Vern, they did.
Yeah,
but
I'd say Vern nailed it.
We did that years ago. I did one of an awful experience.
Were you the one trying to get the date?
Yeah, it was
did
terrible.
Did you get to select, like, out of, like,
The pool wasn't exactly. It was. It's not good.
These guys want nines and tens.
No, yes. I mean, no. It's just, it was different back then. But like, not for me.
When I say this phrase on the come, what does it mean to you?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you better know. I saw the craps tables in Vegas. Didn't play.
Oh,
lost a lot of money playing blackjack. Though
I'm glad you brought up blackjack because I'm gonna probably play that on Friday after I get done with the Royals roundtable, which is gonna have Kyle Isbell and Michael Massey with Josh Ferner at Hollywood Casino, 6 to 7 o'clock. It'll be a open forum for 30 minutes after Vern does his fantastic job. Opening day is Thursday at the K. So 3:10 first pitch. Going to be 73 degrees that day. Couldn't ask for better weather. Yes, Dusty, I know that there's rain in the forecast, but let's just have some fun. But that stadium, opening day, welcome back to the show, and you have some information about maybe the new stadium or where it could be.
It looks like from everybody you talk to, it seems like it's just about, I's dotted, T's crossed, that this thing's going to be at 119th and Knoll at the Sprint campus. And just, having the conversations with both people in Arizona, people here locally as well, kind of going back and forth and, connecting the dots and all that kind of stuff. People are more and more talking about it like it is happening, there's no more well if, it's almost like when now it's going to be happening. And the interesting thing about the Sprint campus that I didn't realize and got this information over the weekend, I'm sure you could look it up as well if you wanted to. Do you realize that site is only 10 acres smaller than the sports complex right now where both stadiums are? So 10 acres is not a lot. I mean, that is not a lot. And you're only using it for one stadium. And the stadium is going, from what I've been told, inside where the parking garages are. Do yourself a favor, walk around around and take kind of a look of where it is. The parking garage is on the spring campus. They're talking about putting the stadium inside, you know, those parking garages. I was told about 3 weeks ago or so, maybe at the beginning of this month, maybe late last month, that the Royals have reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well, wondering what it would take to purchase that land away from the Jay as well. Now, I'm told they don't need that land. They kind of just want it to complete the entire, you know, area that they have there. So I know that they've reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well to find out what it is. And I've also been told from multiple sources that representatives from the state of Kansas were down in Arizona. So, I mean, when you're loading up the big people and they're going to Arizona to have these conversations, it's kind of just a matter of, you know, when, not a matter of if anymore, I feel. And more people are kind of talking like this thing is going to happen on the Kansas side. And so that's kind of, again, I'm just putting out what I hear. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, if Missouri makes a last minute effort, I haven't heard much that's been going on the Missouri side of the state line recently, but there's seemingly a lot of activity on the Kansas side of the state line. And you would think with opening day being here and getting through opening day, that's kind of the next big event that's going to take place for the Royals. And remember, and the Chiefs as well. And remember, the free money in Kansas expires on June 30th. So time is of the essence. You essentially have 2 months now where you have to tell the state of Kansas yes or no. And if you say no, then that free money goes away. And then, you know, we sit here and figure out what's next for these ballparks. And it just feels like from everybody have these conversations with Dusty that Kansas and 119th and all in that area seems like it's trending in that direction where this stadium is ultimately going to end up being.
So let's do percentage scale.
Yeah.
What percentage of Bob Fesco says that it happens to be that location on a scale of zero being absolutely not 100% sold and gone?
I'm about 95%.
Really?
Yeah. I'm about 95%. Yeah.
Just the conversations lead you to that?
Yeah. It just, like, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Because a lady was out in Arizona.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire. And what did I miss anything on the Missouri side when I was gone? Did Mayor L come out and say anything? Are we still championing the Crown Center site? Have we heard anything about that recently?
No, my eyeballs were strictly on March Madness, so I don't.
Right,
I didn't really.
Exactly, but I mean, if he would have come out and said something, if there was news, we would have heard it. The fact that you're like, "Nah, I don't think so," means it's kind of quiet on the Eastern Front, if you will. But I think with what's going on there, that's a good thing. I was talking to a friend of ours who I didn't realize she was 80 years old, lives in Missouri, and goes downtown all the time. Started a charter school down there. Mm-hmm. She's 80 years old. She's up on technology, willing to pay for parking downtown and all that kind of stuff. And she's like, "Well, if it moves to Kansas, then it moves to Kansas. No big deal. I just want a new ballpark." And she goes, "As far as Arrowhead's concerned," she goes, "I'm a season ticket holder for the Chiefs. I love Arrowhead, but it's time for a new stadium as well." And I'm like, "You're 80 and you're saying that?" Like, she goes, "Don't let the old man in." Clint Eastwood always said, "Don't let the old man in." And I'm like, "I love your line of thinking." And so I'm listening to her talk. She's 80. She's excited about potentially moving the stadiums to the Kansas side of the state line. And she's been a Missouri resident her whole life, but she understands things are changing. Newness is coming and you've got to embrace the new. You've got to embrace the change. And, you know, I keep going back to conversations I've had with John Sherman over the years about the Battery in Atlanta and how much he loves the Battery in Atlanta. And what that is basically what Sprint Center, the Sprint campus, can be a stadium with an area around it. And then you incorporate Town Center into that as well, being right there. It sets up for an amazing entertainment district that the Royals truly need to compete in baseball today, because they're never going to get the TV rights that the Yankees or Dodgers get. They're never going to get that kind of TV money. So you have to do it other ways. And if you can own all the land and all the businesses around the stadium and every dollar that gets spent there is going back to the ball club, you're going to be able to continue to keep guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione and Cole Reagans and all these guys that we love. You need the money to continue to pay them. And John Sherman has shown already, even without those revenue drivers, what a great steward of this franchise he is, constantly allowing these guys in the front office to go out and spend money and make the organization better and have more money coming in. It's just better for the fans.
So one more time, the parking garage at the Sprint campus.
Inside, like you look at the Sprint campus and it's surrounded by a bunch of parking garages. The interior of that is what I'm told where the stadium could be. The outterior part of that, like 119th and all, and inwards can be the Battery, if you will, mm-hmm. for lack of a better, you know, name. Restaurants, bars, condos, apartments, hotels, office buildings, all of that. and it can be a revenue generator for the Royals. And that's what we need. If baseball's not going to get a salary cap and a salary floor, which, oh my God, you bring up salary cap and floor around Major League Baseball, you might as well be the devil.
And the guy that sat behind you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that guy.
We're moving.
They don't want to hear any of that, right? They don't want to hear about that. So if that's the way baseball is going to be and we're never going to get a cap and a floor, you've got to find ways to generate that local revenue. And the only way to generate that local revenue and become a player and maintain yourselves as one of the better teams in baseball is to continue to generate that revenue, to continue to be able to put it towards payroll.
And the important date you bring up is June 30th. Why?
Because that's when the free money expires in the state of Kansas. The star bonds, I say free money, the star bonds expire. They sunset on June 30th. It was a year that they gave them from July 1st to June 30th. You have an opportunity to take advantage of that. June 30th, they sunset. So we've got a true deadline, if you will, in Kansas.
So the end is coming eventually. So all of this hoopla of where,
hopefully,
when,
yeah.
who,
yeah.
why.
That's the Royals. What? I haven't heard much about the Chiefs lately either, so we'll kind of figure out where that's going as the days move on.
No doubt about it. So Bob was in spring training this past week, in case you missed it. He saw the play that everybody has on their minds, which was Vinny Pasquantino running to first. We have been told, at least from Annie Rogers of MLB.com, that it is a hamstring, and the evaluation will be, I guess, today, and they'll let us know how he's feeling. Well, guess what? We're going to get jacked up on the other side. Hate to break it to you. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
All right. Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals and tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan. And of course, tournament coverage is brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. We'll get right to it. Vinny Pasquantino was legging out a single.
Just a ground ball, man.
Came up, grabbed the leg area, flat tire, you'd say. Yep. And from what we know is that it could possibly be a hamstring injury, and we will know more about that evaluation today or tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We were down there on Saturday. It was Saturday, the final game of the spring. And right before him, Bobby Witt grounded out or whatever it was, and then he went upon his merry way. They were starting to pull the starters out of the game. So Vinny's getting kind of his last step out of the spring, hits a ground ball, starts running down the first baseline, and you can kind of see the pull up, and then he kind of goes through the line, grabs that. But look, I think it was the right hamstring. Immediately, the trainer goes out there, meets him on the right field line, and if you've been to Surprise, the way that it works is that the Royals are on the left field side and the Rangers are on the right field side. And so when you leave games, and players leave these games early, once they're done, they leave and take a shower and go play golf. Mm-hmm. They walk out the right field, you know, gate, right? Like down by the foul pole, there's a gate. You walk out the gate and into the clubhouse and you're on your merry way and you go play nine holes or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Vinny Pasquantino goes through the first base bag. You can see him kind of blow that tire a little bit, grab that right leg, and then just continue to take a left-hand turn and walk right out the stadium with the trainer. I'm like, okay, that's not good. So texted a few people, got some information. They say, we think we escaped. It's going to be okay. The next 24 to 48 hours are going to be, as I tweeted on Saturday, you know, kind of the evaluation period. Mm-hmm. Here we are now about that 48-hour mark. The team was off yesterday. Obviously, they flew to Texas after the game on Saturday, took yesterday off. Today will be a game against the Rangers. Mm-hmm. That is a spring training game, still doesn't count, but we'll see where Vinny Pasquantino is. But I feel like, Dusty, and I think you're kind of on board with me on this one, this is the guy we have to monitor all season long. He is prone to injury, and we're seeing it already where it could have an impact on the start of the season. I don't think it will. They believe they escaped it, but we'll know more later on today when, you know, Q and everybody gets to the ballpark.
Right. So Annie Rogers puts in her article that she wrote about this, I believe it was Saturday, like you'd said. He'll be reevaluated Sunday in Arlington, Texas, where the Royals are scheduled to play two exhibition games against the Rangers. And then more imaging will confirm the severity. Strains have varying degrees, like grade 1 and grade 2. So the Royals will load a lot more on Sunday or Monday, whether Pasquantino will miss time. Vinny was quoted as saying, I feel fine. He said he got ready to leave with the team at the airport and then fly to Texas. Quote, I don't want to put any time frame on it, but I don't think, my gut tells me, it's not going to affect anything, but my gut is not the medical staff, so we will get it evaluated tomorrow and we will see.
Yeah, that was a lot of gut speaking from everybody. Right. Like when it first, like everybody wants answers right away. He blows the hamstring and immediately, what's wrong with Vinny? How long is he going to be? We don't know. Let's just let it figure out, take its time and see where we are. We're not going to rush to judgment, but everybody kind of felt like that I spoke to over the weekend was like, okay, we kind of escaped, you know, this thing with Vinny Pasquantino, just like they escaped the Bobby Witt Jr. thing. I mean, imagine if the Bobby thing had been very serious, what could have been, you know, with this team? You'd never recover from something like that. Mm-hmm. Vinny's one of those guys where we saw last year how valuable his presence is in that lineup. And, you know, you take him out of the lineup and now all of a sudden you're not as deep, you know, your lineup isn't as long as it needs to be with Vinny Pasquantino. And over the weekend, they put, you know, Nick Prado on waivers. He cleared waivers and ended up re-signing, and he'll go to Omaha. But that's kind of your backup at first base right now, if that's the way that you're going to go into the season. So you hope Vinny Pasquantino stays healthy because he is such a difference maker. But it's always something that you, I think, more so than anybody else on the team, you got to have plan B almost ready to go with Vinny.
You do. And when I heard this information, you and I were texting back and forth. Of course, you know me. I'm the biggest promoter for Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that we said is the only way that he could get promoted before the actual time, which could be June, could be July, could be September, could be 2026.
Could be May. We don't, you know.
Right. And the way that I look at this situation with Pasquantino is, and again, I'll use analogy like every day and every moment, it's blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No pun intended with Jack Caglione, but you never, betting insurance at a blackjack table is a sucker's bet.
It is, yeah.
Right? Unless that shoe consistently is dealing the dealer 21 every mm-hmm. time. You know, they'll look and it's like any insurance, and then it's just like Amelia chips go away. You're like, all right, whatever. And then
had an experience.
And then it happens again. And you're like, seriously? And then every time they've got an ace, you know, or a face card, mm-hmm. you're betting insurance because you don't want to get burned again. Last year, that Royals offense took a significant dive when Vinny left that offensive lineup, right? And there was nobody that stepped up. Renfro couldn't do it. Melendez couldn't do it.
Yuli Gurriel was actually really good for this team last year, you know, when he needed to be. But again, not where you needed to be. But.
And to me, Vinny Pasquantino is, you know, the dealer that has screwed you a couple times on 21 without betting insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have insurance. You do have Jack Caglione. And I know that people are like, Dusty, he's going to come up. He's going to have to get at bats every day. Well, then if that's the case, if any, and this is the situation is if Vinny Pasquantino is hurt for some time, let's say he's out a month with that hamstring. Cause hamstrings are goofy depending on what it is. Right. He said, my gut feeling says I'm fine, but my gut's not the medical staff. So we'll let them say what they have to say. So you look at that and you hear what he has to say. If he's out for a month and that offense does not have somebody in that lineup that can be that person,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's say that they're like, all right, well, we're going to play Fermin and Velasquez and Sal.
Well, Velasquez, he cleared waivers.
He's in
AAA too. Yeah.
So then right now, outside of Caglione, who's been a great piece in spring training, who's mm-hmm. been giving you the opportunity to be like, okay, maybe this is it. We said the one thing, the only reason you can get called up is if somebody got hurt, unfortunately, and it might have to be Vinny Pasquantino. All the places in park right now are telling you that if Vinny does miss time, what's the bargain? Is it going to be Velasquez? Is it going to be Nick Prado? Two guys that were designated for waivers that cleared and then came back and are on your AAA squad.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say, yes, Dusty, it's going to be Nick Prado. Some people would say, well, let's give Freddie Fermin a shot at DH and let's have Sal play first, or we'll have, you know, Fermin catch, Sal play first, and Velasquez DH or Nick Prado play first, yada, yada,
yada. You got Mark Canna over the weekend, too, with the, you know, from the Brewers, whether he factors into something like that or not. I don't know what they're going to do with
that. But the thing is that there's been one guy that's shown you, again, it's not against Major League pitching. I understand. But if you want to have this team, like you said, who's serious about winning, if you're missing that offensive piece, and let's say in the first month of the season, you find yourself 5.5 games out of first, you know, 3.5 games out of second, and you're climbing the entire way up, then you've got to bring Vinny back into the fold, get him back to par for the course of the lineup and see if he's still got, because the timing's all been fixed. It's all out there in spring training. That's what they go there for, is to get used to the pitching, to get back into the feel of it. And then well, if he's hurt and he's out. And again, this entire conversation could be all just hoopla if he comes out.
In 5 hours, we may know there's nothing wrong. Yeah.
Or you might get a source that says, it's fine. Everything's good. He's going to be there opening day.
Right.
Which I hope is
the case. Which I think is what's going to happen.
Right.
But the conversation isn't about just today. It's about what is the backup plan for Vinny, because, you know, as we've seen every year, he's had an injury that this team has had to deal with.
Correct. And do you have a bat that you feel comfortable with that can produce? And maybe that bat is Freddie Freeman. Maybe that bat is Nick Prado. But I would think that a lot of people, from what they've seen and what they know, is that Caglione has shown that if somebody goes down like a Vinny Pasquantino, maybe he gets the call. And I understand that he's going to have a ton of at-bats. He's going to need to get a ton of his reps to stay into the flow of the motions. But and that may not happen if he's, you know, Vinny Pasquantino is there. But again, at what point do you have to have insurance on Vinny Pasquantino?
Now, yesterday.
Because this gives me a lot of feels of like Lorenzo Cain back in the day.
A little bit.
All the time. Yeah. Lorenzo Cain would stretch, coincidentally, Lorenzo Cain would always stretch for first base, and everybody's like, stop doing that. You're either pulling your hamstring, you're getting plantar fasciitis with your foot hitting the bag too hard. Just stop doing it. And Lorenzo Cain stopped doing that, played and was productive and was like the best player on that 14 team, won the ALCS MVP, I believe.
I know.
And
I was talking to somebody about Lorenzo this past weekend, and we're like, man, we got the superstar in Bobby Witt. And the difference was we didn't really have a superstar on 14 and 15. I go, but years later, we all realized Lorenzo was the superstar of that team. And when he went out in 2016, that's when the Royals were not able to recover. And I don't think Vinny obviously is the best player on this team because it's Bobby, obviously. There are certain guys that just can't be replaced, and Vinny seems like that guy. So you've got to have that backup plan ready to go. And so maybe Cags goes down for the first month or two, month and a half in Double A and rakes down there. You put him on your 40-man roster, which you have room for. You only have 37 cats on that right now. So you've got the opportunity to put him on your 40-man and then bring him up to the big league level. The one thing you just don't want to do is rush the guy and bring him up because you're panicked at this point in time. And I don't think anybody's panicked right now, and I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Right. But let's play devil's advocate.
Sure. Yeah. Right? I'm all for this conversation.
What if you do bring him up, and opening day he hits a bomb, and you see that sold-out crowd, then all of a sudden you have a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple years, to give reference to Mac Morey over there, where Oklahoma was getting the bricks blown off of him by Texas in the Red River Shootout. They took Spencer Rattler out. In comes Caleb Williams, and the story is written. Oh, he was maybe too young. It wasn't his job to start. He brought his team back. They won. All of a sudden, Caleb Williams becomes the number one overall pick, becomes a Heisman Trophy winner, I believe. And his junior, did he win the Heisman his junior year? I don't know. He's not listening. Yeah. Either way. But you look and see what happens. It's like everyone always leans to the negative of like, what if they bring him up and he fails? What if they bring him up and he's a star?
Mm-hmm.
What if maybe he is the 22-year-old prodigy that is out of Florida, that was the National Player of the Year, that is this absolute superstar who is polished, who is mature, who knows his role, who knows what he can do. And all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm glad we didn't wait till next year to bring him up because he actually did figure it out in whatever spring training at bats he had. Now, again, I know from people that I've talked to as well, he's going to start in Double A.
Right.
He's going to move up to Triple A. And if he got up by June, it'd be a miracle that he's up here that early.
Well, just depends on circumstance, though.
Now we have that circumstance. Yeah. We have the last spring training game, and the guy that seems to be made of glass, Vinny Pasquantino, gets hurt again. And at what point did last year you learn your lesson where it's like, we don't have that substitution? Now you do. At least from what we've seen this spring, you do have that substitution, because guess what Vinny's also going to do at first? He's going to have to stretch out and make plays. He's going to be on his toes. He's going to like help the guys out at third, second, and short. Can he do that? I'm not sure that Cags can do that either.
Right.
But if he can't hit, you don't have anybody in that lineup that can hit, then you're back to having India, Sal, Bobby, drop off.
Yeah, and that's where you are, and you may be. So Cags looks the part. There's no doubt. I mean, you look at him, you're like, okay, that's a baseball player. Even my daughter's like, oh, he's cute. I'm like, okay. Like, let's kind of slow the roll a little bit on, you know, Jack Caglione. But he definitely looks the part. He definitely is the future, you know, of this organization. They love everything that he's doing right now. They just want to make sure that when they bring him up, he's here to stay and doesn't fail and have to go back to the minors, which a lot of guys ultimately have to do. And that's not a bad thing, but they just want to make sure that they've got it right. I'm not saying this is a bad conversation, because Vinny Pasquantino right now is the guy that you look around that field and you go, we've got to know what our backup plan is for him.
Correct.
Because the odds are he will spend some time on the injured list because he has shown it, right? This isn't just us making this up to get Cags up here. His body of work has shown every year he suffers some sort of injury where he ends up on the injury list. And we saw what it did to the organization last year. The best case scenario would be for Nick Prado to go down to the minor leagues, kind of get a fresh start, if you will, in Omaha, clear his mind a little bit, and figure out a way to start, you know, producing like they thought when they brought him into the organization, and then he can be your backup guy. If Nick Prado had done his job and was able to kind of take out all the noise and just focus on playing baseball, Nick Prado would be a guy that you can lean on. He hasn't shown that he's that guy that you can truly rely on right now.
Vinny Pasquantino been in the league 3 years, 22, 23, and 24. 24, he played in 72 games. I think he got called up that year, so I don't know if he was on the opening day roster.
Yeah, I don't think he was. Yeah.
I could be wrong, though. The following year, got hurt, only played in 61 games. Right. The next year, he got hurt at the worst possible time, played 131 games. Again, mm-hmm. I know last year it wasn't his fault. He had a little altercation first, but it's still, it's there.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's this, like, Sammy Watkins, Aurora, Lorenzo Cain around him, where it's just like, it's a foot, it's a leg, it's a knee, it's a thumb, it's always something.
Yep.
And you need to have some sort of insurance to where it's like, okay, is it Kevin Biggio? Mm-hmm. Is it Nick Prado? Is it Jack Caglione? And the heart of your heart, who do you want to see is that spot? Because to me, the potential would lean, and obviously I am heavily biased towards Jack Caglione, I think that's your guy you need to put, because the way he's riding right now, as hot as he is, who's to say that it doesn't work? And again, everybody's going to strike out against Bibee. Everyone is going to have their time against him. But I'm saying, what if he runs into a fastball against a fastball pitcher and blasts one to right center on opening day and knocks in two, and all of a sudden you're up 3-0, and somebody brought up on the text line, well, if Caglione's Doug's come up and he is successful, what does that mean for Vinny?
You can trade him.
That, and now you have five guys in your lineup that can hit, and you can carry that on to it. And then the next year, or whenever Vinny's up for a contract, you're like, hey man, we appreciate it, but we're going to move on this way.
Right.
But he could still be on the roster this year. And then you're like, hey, you know what we're going to do? Sal's going to catch. Vinny's going to play first. Cag's going to play DH. Hey, it's been a couple days, Vinny. Take some time off. Cag's going to play first. Sal's going to DH. Freddie's going to play for catch. Mm-hmm. You've got options. You've got ways to do this. But again, you go back to the blackjack table. Nobody ever bets insurance because it's a fraud's bet. But when you consistently get burned by the same shoe, you then start betting insurance because you can't get burned again.
Right. You can't get burned again. And they're kind of in that way right now, you know? And so we'll see. We'll see in the next couple of hours. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll know, you know, kind of where Vinny stands and, you know, whatnot. And hopefully this is just a minor tweak that he had on Saturday and we all move on and everything's great. But you do have to have that plan in the back of your mind. I'm sure they do. I'm positive they do.
Right.
And we'll know it sooner rather than later. But he is that one guy that you do have to have that insurance.
And again,
on.
Verbiage is not being properly thrown into the text line. We are not giving up on Vinny Pasquantino.
Nobody's giving up on
Vinny. We're just saying that you have to have insurance because you saw how much that lineup struggled last year when he got sent out because of
terribly
injury.
Terribly different
couldn't
last year.
Runs.
Couldn't score.
He had a 90 RBI guy gone. So you need somebody in there.
Yep.
One word, Matt.
Thought my mic was on. I was speaking. One word. Good we job. Will begin with baseball or continue with what your guys' conversation. One word. Succinctly wrap up your conversation. One word on the Vinny Pasquantino injury.
Scary.
Concerning. Unbreakable. Mr. Glass.
Well, he doesn't no longer work here.
Well, not that one.
Oh.
I mean Bruce Willis, who turned 70 over the weekend in that movie, because it's scary, it's concerning, it's
frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it always seems to pop up. And it's just like, we can't have this.
Predictable. You mentioned Sammy Watkins. It's Hollywood Brown. Predictable's a good one. Like, you know, at some point he's going to get hurt, right?
Somebody called him Vinny Glasquantino.
Oh, come on now. Yikes. That's just,
that's good.
That's a little much.
Okay. This one's just for Bob.
Yep.
One word on your spring training week, your vacay.
Mecca. Paradise. Dreams.
I told sinus my wife, free.
Yeah, sinus free. Yeah. It's my That's happy nice. Place. There's nothing better. There's
How
nothing
beautiful
better.
It is out there in the great state of Kansas right now.
Hell yeah. Actually, wow, it looks great.
The sinus stuff, though, you're right, man. I told you my eyes leaking again.
Last Mac, how miserable I was Thursday and Friday. I got attacked.
Yeah, he had a rough
Navage. Man. You need to get the Navage.
I had Burt's beeswax all over my nose.
Oh, God.
Looks like I've been hanging out with Tony Montana.
All right, let's get over to new basketball. One word on March Madness so far. First 4 days. What do you got? One word.
Chalk.
Oh.
Go again. Who do we got?
I said chalk.
Chalk, okay.
Sadness. There wasn't a whole lot of excitement until Sunday, which is fine. At least you had to wait for it, but it seemed like a WWE pay-per-view. You're getting through all the matches, and then all of a sudden the main event happens. You're like, all right, Intercontinental title, entertaining. World Wrestling Heavyweight title, awesome. But everything else, you just had to wait to get there, unfortunately, but you didn't leave. You still paid attention.
Of course.
But
it's a tournament, right?
I would say sadness.
Do you think, because this has happened before, and I feel like when this has happened, the beginning first few days, usually the last few days, gears up for some serious excitement because we had so much chalk. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're going to get some really good games. That's what I think.
Well, I think also where we were spoiled is the last 2 years, you had a bunch of surprise teams because of NIL and transfer. And then this year, we're all expecting the same thing to see like Colorado State going on a run. We're looking to see if there's like another 12 seed that can go out there and go on a run. Won the case. Seven teams from the SEC go to the Sweet 16, and here we are all complaining about, well, great, we get to watch SEC teams. We get to watch Tennessee and Kentucky play again for the third time this year. Welcome to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be good, though. I mean, if the game's entertained, nobody's going to care who the names on the front of the jerseys are. We just want good games.
Yes.
Which doesn't matter who it is.
Now you should get that, because now it's all like the Alabama-BYU game is going to be absolutely electric. Over under 174.5. For a college game.
Gosh. Which is insane, because usually in a college game, you're lucky to get 24 points in the first half. Yeah.
So, yeah, we mentioned the buzzer beater. Colorado State had that game. This was the audio from that.
Bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it. Oh! Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Awesome. That's one word on a buzzer. Like, I love calls like that where everybody just goes, oh! Like, you don't need to do anything else, because you're feeling what we're all... Who didn't say that yesterday when Queen hit that shot? Yeah. Everybody went, oh!
I jumped out of my seat twice.
It was awesome.
Colorado State hits the three, and I was like, oh, my gosh! And then Queen hits it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh!
Right, like, that's the perfect call. Yes. I love it when you hear those kind of calls.
Yeah, exactly. Madness. That's what that was. That, if we go from sadness to madness, because, again, that was Sunday afternoon, and you got it. Like, you were halfway asleep. That game comes on, you're like... Screw the nap, dude. We're getting electric here.
Yeah, we're staying locked in.
Well, and I give Kevin Harlan a lot of credit, because I was watching his game yesterday, and he goes, turn it to TBS now!
Yeah, he did do that. I remember
that's awesome. What a goat. He's
and
best.
I'm like, okay, Kevin told me to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Listen to Kevin. No, in that call, Tony Romo would immediately started breaking down the play over everyone's screaming and excitement, because that's what he does. One word on Duke.
Good.
33. They beat Baylor by 33 points. Yeah. Spearheaded by Cooper
Flunk. And it was
close
in the first half.
Sure it was.
It was a good
game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you
did you see that eye of Cooper flag, too? He's playing with like an eye that we have now with allergies.
Yeah, they didn't even call that a foul. Played with one eye, still had 18 points, 8 and 7. Guy's a stud.
He's a baller. All right, last one. One word on John Calipari beating Bill Self and then going on and beating Rick Pitino.
Underrated.
Clutch, right?
Yeah.
Arkansas, nobody talked about them in the SEC.
No,
10 seed. You beat a blue blood in Kansas, and then you go beat the Don himself and Rick Pitino. No white suit.
No white suit.
No St. John story. The best story of the tournament.
And then it's over.
And then it's over.
It stinks.
Cal's the best story of the tournament right now, though.
He is.
I think, you know. I mean, he's a brand name coach at a big-time university. Playing further than anybody gave him credit for. Like, maybe undervalued, underappreciated, like, for whatever reason, we just don't appreciate John Calipari as much as we should. I'm sure there's Kansas fans out there who can't appreciate that. Why not?
And Texas Tech will win by 20.
There it is.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. We talked about the spring training games and spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. The biggest surprise of the weekend, and we check in on our brackets that nobody cares about here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Sorry, Duke won by 23, not 33. Math is so hard on a Monday. It's like when I look at my scale, I'm like, that doesn't say 203. Liar. It says 195. No, it said that on Friday. Fatty. I'll be like 240 pounds by the end of today. Should have some fun, though, out of the camp.
Start
excited.
Eating the ballpark food ahead of time, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'll tell you what, we had some fresh cut fries and corn dogs at the ballpark.
Ooh.
Here was the trick. We were leaving the ballpark and the kids wanted fries. So I said, all right. So we ordered some fries to go, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's like, I'm glad you got here. We're getting ready to close up. I go, well, then dump all your more fries.
Yeah. Double nice. Fries
for yes. the single price, baby. Oh,
that's the way to do it, man. Always go late.
Always. Yeah, because what are they going to do? Throw the stuff out? Because they can't give it to the homeless anymore. They sue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just going to throw this food away. That's all they're going to do is they're going to throw it out. And so you try to get it from them. And they're like, yeah, sure. Especially in surprises, all senior citizens. They don't care. They're happy to feed you. It's grandma. Take the fries and the corn dogs, please. We're just going to get rid of them.
That's what I love
all
about
right,
working.
Betty.
That's what I love about working at Jack Stack, man. You close at 9 on a Thursday night after you worked all night. And all of a sudden, the line prep guy. Are throwing all the stuff that's got to get tossed the next day due to, you know, health stuff.
Yeah, they throw it all away.
I was like, what are you doing with that turkey over there, Chad? You going to get rid of that turkey? Give it. It'd be like 8:55. You'd be like, give me 5 minutes because you could have somebody. They always happen. Somebody walks in. And
of
like,
course they do. It screws the whole thing up.
Dang it. Please don't say turkey sandwich. Please don't say turkey sandwich.
I'll take a turkey sandwich.
I'm like, damn it. Actually, 4 turkey sandwiches all the way around. Yeah. Son of a buck. God.
What is the best thing to get, though, like in that type of situation? Because the fries were like heaven on earth. I'm not going to lie. Like getting fresh cut, crispy fries on the way out.
If you go into a restaurant late, just avoid all grill items.
Oh.
Just don't get grilled items because then you got to cook it, you know, like chicken.
Yeah.
Unless it's like salmon and you want it like mid-well or medium.
You got to get salmon medium.
I get it medium rare.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah, I get it mid-rare.
Yeah.
And if it's not mid-rare, I send it back. No, I just eat it. I'm not a send backer.
No, you can't. I mean.
You can, for sure you can.
Of course you can.
You
but
get
I'm
a
just...
steak that's well done. I'm sorry. I'm sending that back. But I also don't order steak out a whole lot.
Yeah.
Biggest surprise of the weekend. Did you have one?
I think for me, the biggest surprise of the weekend was seeing Vinny Pasquantino get hurt when he did. Because
how he did,
yeah,
I would say.
How he did. I'm like, we were like right there. Like we were right on the edge of Bobby had just left the game. Salvi was getting ready to leave the game. It's the last at bat of the spring. And I'm like, no, we made it all this way. And then Vinny kind of blows that tire going down down the first baseline. Mm. So that was kind of a surprise over the weekend. The other surprise, and I think this is a good surprise, was seeing the way that Daniel Lynch kind of responded to not getting a start in the rotate, a spot in the rotation, and then going into the bullpen. And I heard some good things about Daniel Lynch that surprised me over the weekend. They're like, he's out of that kind of like analytic game, so to speak. He's now just going back to just pitching. And I'm like, good. That's what you need. Like, take all the nonsense out of his head that's being filled out there with numbers and whatnot. And just let these guys go out there and play. And I think Daniel Lynch kind of went back to basics a little bit. And that's why he's, you know, where he is. And I think he's going to be a big, big, big bright spot in the bullpen for this
team. No more Gen Z loser ball.
No more. Man, Lorenzen.
Did you bring that up down there?
I did. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
So I'm glad you bring up that name, Lorenzen. Surprise of the weekend, he made the cut in the final rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a big surprise, but your rotation going into the new season is Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Chris Bubich, and Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah.
Your bullpen is... Carlos Estevez, Lucas Irsig, Hunter Harvey, John Schreiber, Angel Zerpa, Sam Long, Chris Stratton, and Lynch Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot of names are in that bullpen last year, but this year it seems like it could be a little bit more solid.
Well, going into last season, we knew that bullpen. We saw that bullpen. You know, I remember sitting and picking my daughter up at soccer practice, listening to the game in Baltimore going, oh my God, who was that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Blew another one, right? What was that guy's name? Does anybody remember now?
Will Smith?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, early on, blowing these games. Ugh, the bullpen. And they went out and fixed the bullpen. And you mentioned Estevez, right? Like, that's a big signing for this team. That is a very big signing. And we'll kind of get into that as the morning rolls along, what that signing actually meant and why it's a great signing for many different reasons for the Royals. But they feel really good in the bullpen right now. And you give these guys 5 or 6 innings in that starting rotation and then turn it over to the bullpen. Now you got guys in there who can slam that door. And that's good to know because last year at this time, we didn't have it. And then they went out and fixed it, which was great.
And then you've got your, you know, your rally stopper. Like, again, I think people are going to, I think you will see Lucas Irsig, or as we call him, the E-Sig that you need after you've had a rough one. But, you know, he more than likely will pitch a lot of ninth innings because he's your guy. But also there might be a time where, you know, you left Seth Lugo there in the 6 1/3 innings and all of a sudden the bases are loaded and you got one out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's coming in?
Yeah.
It's going to be Lucas Irsig.
And people are going to start screaming, like, just be ready for the text line, Vern. I'm just letting you know, Vern. He knows.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When they bring Ursa again in the seventh, and people are going, he's the closer, why not the ninth? Well, because if you don't get the outs in the seventh, there ain't no ninth.
No doubt about it. He's the fireman.
Yeah.
He drives a T-Bird or a fire engine red T-Bird automobile, is what George Strait drew, which that song's not about being an actual fireman. But no, I mean, surprise of the weekend. God, I hate to admit when I'm wrong. Houston is quietly just skating underneath. Like, people hate Florida. Right? Nobody likes Florida
because
they're arrogant. They're loud. They're really good.
Hey, man, that Speedy SEC. Claxton was great yesterday.
Yeah. but, like, Florida's there. Everybody's talking about Duke. Meanwhile, here's Houston, who just – the surprise of the weekend for me is the lack of talk about Houston from the TVs, from everything. Like, they're just winning. They're rolling along. And somebody on the text line said, who's your, you know, long shot? Somebody said, give me Ole Miss at 90-1.
Ooh,
you could start having some fun. You know, maybe we take Calipari to the Final Four and he beats Florida. I don't know. But my surprise of the weekend is the quietness that is around Houston's basketball team.
And I think it's just going to get even quieter with them going to Indianapolis. They got Purdue there. You got Kentucky there. And you got Tennessee there. They're all right there, like within spitting distance from Indianapolis. And then you have Houston. Right. And the other three fan bases are pretty good traveled fan bases. Does Houston travel? I don't know if they do or not, but it's going to be tough to see a lot of Houston fans in Indianapolis in these next couple of days because of the three local teams that are going to dominate that quad, that pod, whatever we're calling them these days. Like, Houston's not going to have a lot of support there. They're going to have to overcome hostile road crowds to advance onto the Final Four.
It's like what Auburn had to do against Louisville. That didn't happen. Yeah. Didn't materialize.
All four number one seeds still in the tournament. Is that a surprise of the weekend?
Not yet, maybe. I would say after this
they
next
should get
round.
To the Sweet 16.
Yeah. If all of them make the Elite Eight, that's I imagine that's getting historic. It's only happened once.
Where all four made the final four. No way. It's still only one time.
Which credit to Jay Bayless. I mean, he did have all four number ones in his final four, which everyone's like, oh, idiot Jay. I mean, of course, it hasn't happened yet. But to his credit, it has been very chalky.
I was listening to one of the games. I think it was either Stan Van Gundy or Dan Bonner was saying it. And they said, my daughter did a bracket this year, and she doesn't know much about college basketball. I'm like, well, neither do I. Well, let's listen. He goes, she looked at free throw percentages of all the teams, and that's how she determined who to pick. And he says, her bracket's actually really good. And she goes, the games are probably going to be close, so the teams that shoot the best free throws are the teams that I'm going to take. And so I thought that was a brilliant way of looking. I never even thought about it that way. I'm like, that's a really cool way to kind of approach the bracket. So next year, look at your bracket. If you can't decide who's going to win, look at their free throw percentage. Whoever shoots better free throws, take them.
That's a good tiebreaker.
Yeah, right?
I like that. Usually Hannah just does which colors she likes more. So,
and that could work as well,
yes,
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very much so. Very much so.
I do love college basketball tournament. I know we got to get to a break.
Oh, you got to turn your mic on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do love our college basketball tournament because you do get those like surprise announcers. Like, I love Stan Van Gundy.
I love him.
So good. Yeah. He's so great at what he does. And like, he just pops up here. And then you get Kevin Harlan, who's not doing NBA. He's doing college basketball. Uh-huh. You get that to happen. So I really do love that part of the tournament because Van Gundy just sits there looking like Ron Jeremy.
Yep.
And then has like all this knowledge and he's great. And like, the only other great thing that we know about him is that like his stuff on Levitard show. Like, and then you get him in college basketball and you're like, who's this guy? You're like, that's Stan Van Gundy.
But his comment yesterday about getting two challenges per team for college basketball was the best thing that's been said on a broadcast in the NCAA tournament in decades. Challenge system? Fine. Let's go.
Yeah.
Enough of every freaking play being reviewed.
Mm.
Just because you can in the final 2 minutes doesn't mean you should.
Don't forget, Josh Verner joins us in 20 minutes. And coming up on the other side, winning is now the most important thing for this franchise. On the other side, we're not talking about the Chiefs. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.